This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. More Black Americans are saying they are open to taking the coronavirus vaccine. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The head of the American Public Health Association says attitudes among Black Americans toward the vaccines have made an almost 180-degree turn. The latest Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows the number of Black Americans leaning against getting vaccinated has dropped to about 24%. That's down from 41% in January. In comparison, about 26% of white Americans said they will probably or definitely not get vaccinated, while 22% of Hispanic Americans expressed doubts. Outreach campaigns have sought to combat misinformation and reassure people that the COVID-19 vaccines available are safe and effective. I'm Ben Thomas.
Georgia health officials have halted vaccinations at a site administering the Johnson & Johnson shot after 8 people experienced adverse reactions. However, experts say it doesn't seem to be an issue with the vaccine. AP's Julie Walker reports.
3 other states also temporarily shut sites down. Dr. Amy Baxter at Georgia Medical College says it's not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that's the issue here. It's that people taking it are more prone to fainting.
There's no problem with the J&J vaccine. There's no problem with safety. It's just that we have made it easier for people who don't like needles to get vaccinated with only one shot.
She says those people go for the J&J vaccine.
The vaccine is very safe, and tiny minor side effects are nothing compared to the risk of dying or prolonged illness.
Or Dr. Baxter says problems we don't even know COVID causes yet. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain's Prince Charles has expressed his family's deep gratitude for the outpouring of support following the death of his father, Prince Philip. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
As the nation mourned the loss of a much-loved member of the royal family, Buckingham Palace announced a royal ceremonial funeral will take place April 17th at Windsor Castle. His son, Prince Charles, said he was touched by the number of people around the world who have shared the family's loss and sorrow.
My dear Papa was a very special person who, I think, above all else, would have been amazed by the reaction and the touching things that have been said about him.
The service will be slimmed down and entirely closed to the public. Philip's grandson, Prince Harry, will attend the service along with other members of the royal family. His wife, the Duchess of Sussex, who is pregnant, has been advised by her doctor not to attend. Karen Chamas, London.
Hundreds of Israelis resumed protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Saturday, just days after he was mandated to form a new government following last month's general election. The protesters carried inflatable submarines and waved flags that read, "Crime Minister." The grassroots protest movement believes Netanyahu cannot serve as prime minister while he is on trial for multiple corruption charges. Netanyahu has up to 6 weeks to lure his political foes into a coalition, an effort that appears to have slim odds of success. At the same time, those opponents will be working to form an alternative government that could end Netanyahu's 12-year reign. Extremely heavy ashfall rained down across the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent on Saturday, and a strong sulfur smell enveloped communities one day after a powerful explosion at La Soufrière volcano uprooted the lives of thousands of people. Nearby nations, including Antigua and Guyana, have offered help by either shipping emergency supplies or temporarily opening their borders to the thousands of evacuees. Rachel Blackmore made grand national history by becoming the first female jockey to win the race as she steered Manila Times across the finish line on Saturday. The Irish woman, who became the first leading jockey at the Cheltenham Festival last month, timed her finish to perfection as Manila Times surged ahead after the 30th and final fence. The closest a female jockey had previously come to winning the most famous steeplechase in the world was Katie Walsh on Seabass in 2012 when she finished third. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.